machine, you baby. Take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. Don't impress me much. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Paddle. This is ABC News. There's another American in legal trouble in Russia. There are reports that a 46-year-old man has been arrested in Moscow, reportedly for getting into a fight at a hotel. He's being held on charges of petty hooliganism. It's the new rule at the State Fair of Texas, no guns allowed. That put in place after a shooting at last year's fair. Some lawmakers in Texas aren't happy with that decision. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Starting this year, says the fair's Carissa Condionis, no one but police will be allowed to be armed.
We feel that this is a measure that we need to put in place to just prevent anything from happening out here.
But some in the Texas legislature say gun-free zones are magnets for crime.
What they've done is actually reduced safety.
State Representative Brian Harrison is one of 70 lawmakers signing a petition demanding the state fair drop its gun ban. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
New title for the Dallas Cowboys, a team ranked as the most valuable NFL franchise and the first one to be worth $10 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
Rebecca Cook emerges from a heated Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District for the right to take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. Also, Wisconsin voters reject two constitutional amendment questions to move federal funds distribution from the governor to state lawmakers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lierley in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
And inside their new location at Suburban Furniture, of course, we've got our Outdoor Minute, and it's being brought to you by J&A Services.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Have you seen those great, big, huge hair jigs that they're using for bass? I'll describe what they are and how to present them, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
There's a new technique that's being used right now to catch really huge largemouth bass. It's a big hair jig, a big, fluffy hair jig. And what you do is take these big jigs, they weigh 1/2 ounce up to 3/4 ounce, and they've got big hairy bodies on them with fairly large hooks. And what you do is you find a rock pile or a deep weed bed that's next to some hard bottom, and you fish the edge of those weeds or right over those rocks. Now, these huge bass are in very deep water, above the thermocline, of course. You're probably out in 20, 22, 23 feet of water. And these fish are out there laying over the tops of those rocks, right on the edge of that vegetation, and you cast out this big hair jig. When this thing's wet, the body of this thing will extend out probably 4 inches long. And you let this sink to the bottom, and you just drag it with little hops and pops along the way. And boom, these bass will swim out and just inhale this thing. Try it out. They really work. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Giuseppe, I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys.
Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe, going to flunk a school.
Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I
I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it's making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon to come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had to pick a hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really. Uno, two, three, one. What's the matter you? Hey! God, no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's a not so bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. So bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad.
And here you go, another edition of Reality Radio, the first edition of Reality Radio with our brand new fandangled computer system, and we are very excited. And to celebrate that, we have no sound effects, but we do have Greg Gunderson in studio.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Uncaffeinated.
So I think we should do uncaffeinated.
Working on it.
If it was possible, I think we should do a Facebook survey of whether the ba-dump bump is missed, or people just want it to go away forever.
I know my dad mentioned it. I don't think he stated an opinion, but it was noticed, if nothing else.
I like the not. It's kind of like trying not to get into a political conversation, right? It was just like, yeah, I noticed I was gone. Yeah, okay. Then you just walk away. It's just like, hey, I heard Trump was in Milwaukee. Oh, yeah, really? Okay, good. And you walk away.
Yep, five-word sentences and stick to three or fewer of them. Just keep it safe.
Just keep her safe, you betcha. So we are transitioning here at the radio station, but sanity is around the corner somewhere.
I thought you were going to say at a premium. I thought it's kind of the same message, but I guess I'm a little more desperate about it.
I can see it. I can feel it lingering around the corner. I can't quite see it yet. I know it's over there.
Yeah, I sense it. I do not possess it.
Yes, there's construction cones there. I can't even peek. I'm not allowed in there.
That part of the game is still locked. Yeah. I haven't progressed further.
That's right. I need to build up more endurance, more caffeine, I don't know what else.
More self-respect.
More self-respect would be perfect. Brewer baseball back in tonight. Brewers are stumbling right now, but there's still 7.5 games up in that division. Brewers picked a good year to be good, Gray, because everybody else in the division is... That's my sound effect right now.
I mean, that makes us as much lucky as good. It's best to be both.
It is, because you can win that division and maybe get a bye in the first round. You're in good shape. So Brewers and Dodgers. Dodgers are really good, and they're kind of taking it to the Brewers the first couple of games. So they'll go at it again tonight, 7:10, tomorrow at 1:10. The Packers continue their preparation for the upcoming season. Matt LaFleur, he just gets a little bit – these are long days, these preparation days for the regular season. lots of late nights. You know, I think the most stressful part about being an NFL coach is the cuts.
Yeah,
I think
those are human beings. I know they make a guy do it, and it's like that guy, the new guy, has to cut the players. That's not a fun job.
And you're doing everything you can as a coach. You know, you want to. These are men, but most of them are 20, 21, 22-year-old men. Yeah. They're young guys. They're like your kids out there, and the coach is doing everything they can to make them better and to help them. Even if they get cut, you know, they want them to be able to build a tape maybe of being in a preseason game. That is one of the most, I know from coaches' interviews from the past 20, 30 years, that's one thing they always bring up as coaches. They just hate that part of the job, the cut day.
Have you ever watched Hard Knocks, the behind the scenes in training camp?
Yeah.
The only coach I ever really liked doing that was Brian Billick, Ravens, about 2001 or so, the first season of Hard Knocks. He's the only one I don't get squeamish watching him cut players. It's like, hey, that sounds like respect. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good, but it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah, and Matt LaFleur, he doesn't even want to talk about the fact that he doesn't have a number one receiver. He's tired of hearing about it. He got feisty a little bit the other day when he says, number one, you know, who's giving these people numbers? And like I said this morning, Gray, with Jordan Love looking like he's the real deal, go out, run your pattern, turn around, and catch the ball. There's a lot of guys that can do that. Do the basics. You don't have to be flashy, because Jordan Love is probably going to put the ball pretty close to where you need to have it.
I'm ready to watch as much of it as possible. Just give it to me, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Give me Packers.
And I think I was watching a clip last night, and I forwarded it to my son very painfully, and it had a 17-game analysis of the Minnesota Vikings season, and everything is pointing toward this being a pretty rough season for the Minnesota Vikings. And this is even before J.J. McCarthy went down with a torn meniscus.
Yeah, I heard we're talking surgery here.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to be the starting quarterback anyway. Darnold was going to be the quarterback. It's more of the development, I think, and the excitement for Viking fans to have a young quarterback develop. But you look at the Viking schedule. You look at the first 5 weeks, all right? You're at the Giants, and they have a very tough defense. Probably not going to be a win. You host the 49ers. That's probably not going to be a win. You host Houston. That's a pretty darn good team, too. And
yep,
Houston,
they're hot.
You might get that one, but if you don't, you go to Green Bay, you probably lose. You go to the Jets with Aaron Rodgers if he's healthy. It could be an 0-5 start for the Vikings going into the break. Could be early and often.
I think it depends on what version of the Jets we have there. I mean, you might get tossed through the tumbler before week 5, but boy, if the Jets are still the Jets, you have a get-right game there. And honestly, Green Bay, it's a divisional game. You could, if the Vikings lose the first 3 going into Green Bay, I'm terrified. Even if Green Bay is 3-0 at that point, oh, that's a trap game. You guys at 0-3 versus Green Bay at 3-0, I am not thinking Green Bay 4-0. I'm thinking, oh, crap.
Yeah, and even if the Vikings would happen to win 2 of those games, which is a stretch, you come out of the bye week hosting Detroit and going to Matt Stafford and the Rams. So that's tough.
Yeah, no, that's
tough. That's a tough schedule. And the Vikings, if the Vikings are going to compete with the Packers this year, it's going to be because of their defense. It's going to be a 17-14 game. That's how it's going to be. And the Packers, of course, with their offensive line, I think we'll have to outscore people. I think the Packers are going to have some 40-32 games, 40-33 games this year.
I mean, week 4, Vikings Packers. I couldn't have timed it better. I'm stoked for this. The first 4 or 5 games of the season, it's going to be. You and I might not be on speaking terms week 5.
let's look at the Packers schedule, because we haven't had a chance to really break this down on the morning show. And we got a couple minutes here before our guests start rolling in. Philadelphia, the first game, that's just kind of a I don't know what's going to happen kind of thing when you play that in Brazil. You just have no idea.
Yeah, the Brazil thing is a wild card, but that's two should-be awesome teams. It should be a high-scoring game unless Jeff Hafley's, our new defensive coordinator in Green Bay, is really going to kill it out the gate. Philadelphia is going to be a strong test. Indianapolis, I don't even know who their starting quarterback is offhand, but they've kind of got the carousel.
That should be a win. Better be a win. If you don't beat Indianapolis at home, you're one in the hole right there.
Tennessee is all knees and elbows. They've just gone through a growth spurt. They don't know what they're doing.
Then they got the Vikings at home,
which I'm scared of.
You go to the Rams, host Arizona, decent, should win. Host Houston, good game. I mean, I think the Packers in general, their schedule looks to me anyway, isn't kind of front loaded. Like the Vikings are front loaded with some pretty tough games. The Packers are kind of spread out. It's kind of dispersed. They've got San Francisco a little bit later on in the year. They've got Miami in there, which could be a tough game, but you get them in. You get them in late November, so anytime Tua and the Dolphins come to cold weather, you're probably in good shape there. I mean, my predictions for the season, like most people, is usually just flipped. I mean, I'm thinking 5-12 for the Vikings and 12-5 for the Packers. And to be honest with you, if it ended up flipping the other way, I'd say, oh, that's football. I would just walk away from it. It's like, whatever. Never know.
I see that bye week mid-season. 9 games, bye week, 8 games for Green Bay.
Yeah.
And that's like scenario B that I'm terrified of, is that we're praying for the bye week because the first half has gone poorly. If that happens, okay, we run the table in the second half and have a historic season, then win the Super Bowl. But I really hope it just looks better than that.
Well, if Jordan Love looks anything like he did the last half of the last season, the Packers will be fine.
And he's already got his long ball. That was the whole problem the first half. I mean, he was holding the ball too long, and he was looking for a long ball that he never found. Last week, he waited half a second, dropped a dime, scored in 3 plays, got off the field.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I think they'll be fine. I'm not
spoken like a Vikings fan.
Well, you got a quarterback, and you've got, like I said earlier this morning, you've got something that nobody usually talks about. You've got one of the best offensive lines in football.
Little bit of rotation in it, and we got a rookie in the mix. But hey, if we can upgrade it with a rookie, I agree. I agree.
You win it at the line. I mean, you can talk about Jordan Love. You can talk about the wide receivers. You can talk about all that you want. But if the quarterback drops back to pass and he's got a lineman squarely in his face mask before he even plants both feet, you're not going anywhere.
Well, that's why I want to see against you guys, against the Vikings, is the defensive line. The first time you haven't had Danielle Hunter for any reason other than injury in how long? So I'd like to see what happens.
Yeah, this guy they drafted, this Dallas Turner. I watched a little bit of the preseason game for the Vikings this past weekend. He's the real deal. He got around the edge against a veteran offensive lineman so fast. He's not big, but he reminds me of like a John Randall type, you know?
No, that's not good.
Like he swims arms. I mean, he got to the quarterback twice really, really fast. So he's going to be the real deal for the Vikings defensively, but I don't know if that's going to be enough with, I mean, if Sam, the experts say that Sam Darnold has never really gotten a chance. The experts say that they think that if he gets a chance to be the man on a decent team, they think that he's going to be okay. He's not going to be top 5 in the league.
No.
But they said that he may have a close to a Pro Bowl type year. They think that he's got the talent to do that. So we'll see. He better. Because
yeah,
the Vikings don't have anybody else. They got Jaren Hall now, who was, he was rough last year. And then they've got maybe Tom Brady they'll pick up. So
I was going to say, who's floating around? Is there a Brian Hoyer out there to save the day? Nick Foles, maybe? Someone's got to be free.
They've got to have somebody who's ready to go because their third-string quarterback isn't. Who's the Packer backup quarterback?
Sean Clifford right now.
Oh, that's right.
We drafted Pratt in the 7th round, and he looked meh, but Clifford looks like a capable backup, about 50% passing for a little over 100 yards. It was like a 70-something passer rating. You could tell I read my notes this morning. But no, he looked capable, definitely not going to get grabbed as a starter anywhere else anytime soon, though.
I heard that name when I was listening to the Packer game on Saturday. I heard Clifford. Clifford drops back to pass, and first thing I thought to myself was for his nickname, the Big Red Dog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Big Dog, Clifford. It's got to be the Big Dog, right?
I hope so. I don't think he's that big a guy, but no, Sean Big Dog Clifford.
That's the first thing I thought of, yeah.
That's like a default good nickname, Big Dog.
Yeah. All right, Gray, be on your way. We got a lot of guests coming in. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
See you
later.
We're going
to talk with Phillips on tap. We're going to talk a little bit about the YMCA this morning. We're going to get you a news update. Come back with the birthdays. If you got somebody celebrating, give us a call quick. We'll wish them a happy day. Give them a chance to win that cake, 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Paddle. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lierley in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montaz on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on 4 carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually putting yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, let's check some birthdays, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Phillips on tap, so stay tuned for that. We got Nikki from the Chamber who will be joining us. Tim Tebow is celebrating a birthday today, the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner at the University of Florida. Spent 3 seasons quarterback in the NFL. He came out of college, and everybody was bound and determined that he was going to be the next great thing. It didn't really turn out that way. He had a few games here and there. Still a quality guy, very Christian guy, quality guy if you follow him on social media, and continue to do some very positive things with athletes and such. So even though his NFL career did not pan out, just a quality individual. Tim Tebow is 37 today. Who else here? Halle Berry, the twice divorced star. It's never a good line to describe your bio. What would your bio start with? The thrice divorce. What is this? Matt Foley living in a van down by the river. I am thrice divorced. Halle Berry. She won the Best Actress Oscar in 2002 for Monster Ball and a Razzie for Catwoman also. So she's still fabulous, and Halle Berry is 58. We'll mention some more birthdays coming up in just a moment, but we've got Nikki with us to chat a little bit about the Phillips on tap, and hopefully she's there. Nikki, are you there?
I am. Oh, Nikki. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking time to join us. We have the Music in the Park thing winding down, but we're doing another version of that kind of on Saturday, right?
Correct. We have our Phillips on tap on Saturday from 5 to 9 down at Elk Lake Park. where we will have 8 breweries there and 2 wineries. And also new this year, we're going to have a non-alcoholic kind of craft seltzer soft cocktail vendor there. And, of course, we're going to have Boogie and the Yo-Yos playing.
That's quite a get. That's a great band you've got.
Yes, yeah. We're really looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a nice day if the weather holds out.
They, of course, Boogie and the Yo-Yos, of course, were at Flamborama for several years. They were a very, very popular band. So I'm thinking we're going to have a real good crowd for that down there.
Yes, they have quite a following, just them. So,
yeah.
So that'll be a fun time.
All right. So you mentioned 8 different, not just different crafts, but 8 breweries that are kind of from around the region then, right?
Correct. They're all from Wisconsin, and most of them are kind of from north central Wisconsin. So a lot of them are within an hour, hour and a half from us. Some are a little bit further out, but they are all from Wisconsin. So they're all kind of local or semi-local breweries.
Okay. Now, if people aren't, maybe they're saying, you know what, I'm not a drinker or I don't drink at all or whatever, there's still reasons to come down, right?
Correct, yes. We have, like I said, we did add that non-alcoholic vendor, but we also, besides coming down to see Boogie and the Yo-Yos, we have some food vendors there. We're going to have KJ's Ice Cream, AJ's Rolling Kitchen, Fork Five, Lola's, The Bomb, and then we also have some nonprofits down there that'll be serving up some brats, hot dogs, that sort of thing. The Lugerville Chasers, Knights of Columbus, and Our Savior Lutheran Church.
Okay. All right. So what time again Saturday are we getting all this rolling?
Music will start at 5 and it goes until 9 p.m.
Okay.
And new this year, too, because we do have limited parking down there, we did, we're fortunate enough to have the fairgrounds offer to do some overflow parking. So once it kind of gets filled up down at the park, there is overflow parking just down the road at the fairgrounds where we will have a shuttle that is going to run about every 15 minutes or so back and forth from like about a little bit before the music's going to start until 10 p.m.
Okay.
So parking should not be an issue down there.
Yeah, so either park there if they get early, go to the fairgrounds, or some people like to park back in the residential. If they're able to walk down, they can. But
correct.
If not, that'll make it easier to go to the fairgrounds, and they'll deliver you right there, right?
Yep. Nope, that is perfect. And we do, I just wanted to add, we do have tables you can reserve, so you have a place to sit. We do have a few of those remaining at $50 a table, so if you just give the chamber a call and talk to one of the gals down there, they can get a reservation made for you, so you have a place to sit right up there by
where
all the fun is happening.
VIP, you betcha.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so if people love to try different types of brews and stuff like that, this will be perfect, right? They not only have them for sale, but they usually have samples for them and stuff too, right?
Correct, yep. No, it's a good event to come down, and like we said before, even if you're not a big beer or wine person, it's just a fun afternoon to have down there with some music and...
Yeah, all right. It's Elk Lake Park right in Phillips, Saturday, 5 to 9. That's the place to be. All right, Nikki, great information. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having us, Joel.
You bet. Thank you, and Boogie and the Yo-Yos. I mean, there's some people that still miss them from Flamborama, but they, wow. Yeah, that's good. Believe me, if you didn't see them when they were here for Flamborama, I've seen them several times. That is going to be quite an event down there. So take your lawn chair down if you don't get one of those tables. And I see the whole list. You can go to philipswisconsin.net, the chamber site, and it's got a list of all of the breweries that will be there. Moon Ridge, Hop Barrel. Let's see. Oh, they have non-alcoholic drinks also. That'll be available from some of the breweries. So Saturday night in Phillips, that is the place to be.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, more birthdays if you're celebrating here on this 14th day of August. Some more celebrities other than Halle Berry and Tim Tebow. You have Susan Olsen as a child actor. She played Cindy on The Brady Bunch. She was the youngest one. She later became a right-wing talk show radio host, 63, for the little Brady girl, for Cindy Brady. Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson, Basketball Hall of Famer, is also a very successful businessman who is part owner of the L.A. Dodgers. I think his net worth estimated at over $1 billion now, I believe I heard. And, of course, when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird graduated from Michigan State and Indiana State, respectively, and they came into the NBA in the late 70s, early 80s, that was the growth point of the NBA right there. Those two can take almost sole responsibility for jump-starting it at that point. Would have Michael Jordan jump-started it a few years later? Probably. But they got it going, much like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are doing that in the WNBA now. So Magic Johnson, boy, those battles the Lakers and Celtics had back in the 80s, that was my formative days of basketball. That was so much fun to watch. Marcia Gay Harden is celebrating a birthday. She won two Best Supporting Actress Oscars in 2002 for Pollock and 2004 for Mystic River. She's 65 today. James Horner, the American film composer, won an Oscar for the score of Titanic. So he did the Titanic thing. His other film scores include Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan, Cocoon, all those ones like Field of Dreams and the ones that had the symphonic, the orchestra in the background, Apollo 13, Avatar. So he was born on this day, 1953. He passed away in a car crash, a plane crash in his private plane back in 2015. Daniel Steele, the novelist, is the fourth best-selling author of all time, 77 years old. I challenge you to go to any garage sale in northern Wisconsin and not find a Daniel Steele book sitting there for a nickel somewhere. There was a lot of them published, a lot of them. Daniel Steele, she made her money. She's 77. Antonio Fargas, the actor from Putney Swope, Huggy Bear. He played Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch. The original, 78 for Antonio Fargas. Susan St. James, the actress from TV's Kate and Allie. Macmillan and Wife, The Name of the Game, It Takes a Thief, 78 for Susan today. Steve Martin, the wild and crazy guy, the comic actor who this was, again, back in my formative days, the album that's got the fake arrow through the head, you know. He was just a wacky, bizarre comedian. I would probably think that in some way he formed my quirky sense of humor and personality too, because I, much to the chagrin of my mom, I think I listened to that album quite a bit. There was some adult stuff on there. But now he's transformed, of course, through his career, like most of these guys do, like the Eddie Murphys and that. They go from this stuff that in their younger days was like, eh, you know, kind of raunchy. But then they graduate to some more Father of the Bride type movies. The Jerk was an interesting movie. Steve Martin, born on this day, 1945. He's 79 today. 79. King Tut. Remember that song? The song he did, King Tut. Connie Smith, the country singer. She was born on this day, 1941. She's still going. She is 83 years old today.
Hey folks, you're invited to head out to the Butternut Community Fair this weekend at the Park on the Hill. There will be fun and entertainment for everyone, from kids games, food, crafts, bingo, horseshoes, plus see the entries at the exhibit hall. On Sunday, enjoy music by Johnny Warren starting at 12:30, beanbag tournaments with registration at noon and a 1 p.m. start. Call Dennis to get signed up at 715-769-3551. Bingo at noon and the kids scavenger hunt is from 1 to 3 with the annual quilt raffle drawing at 5 p.m. We'll see you at the Butternut Community Fair this weekend.
Like a birthday.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now it's your turn, Joel. Happy anniversary to Karen and Rick. Karen and Rick Dums are celebrating today. So Karen and Rick, happy anniversary. Linda, sending you good vibes. We're going to be chatting with Ron, I believe, from Nemuth Implements, going to be stopping by this morning. And Red Higgins, very special treat. Red Higgins and his wife, Lisa Marie, are going to be coming in to talk about their music adventures, of course, that date all the way back to our karaoke contest many years ago. And he's going to bring his guitar and do a little unplugged with us in studio too. So looking forward to visiting with Red. Brewer baseball back on the air tonight. Our goal is to not get swept. Let's not get swept by these Dodgers, because we may see him in the playoffs again. So we got 7-10 tonight and a 1-10 first pitch tomorrow for the Brewers and the Dodgers. Brewers will then host Cleveland this weekend. If you guys could beat the Cleveland Guardians for me, I'd appreciate that. The Twins are chasing them. That's a night game Friday, Saturday night, and a day game on Sunday. CompleteRainGutter.com. You need a quote? They'll get you a free quote there. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now. CompleteRainGutter.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Not yet, not yet. We're going to get to our farmer's market here in just a moment. We wind our way through our new computer system. The farmer's market is today again. And I tell you what, has there ever been a time that a farmer's market would be in just prime shape? I'm talking about, you know, I mean, of course, the strawberries have come and gone, and a couple other early season things have come and gone. But now you got, you know, beans and peas and all that stuff. And the list of items here, I should probably bring Gray. Gray, are you back there? Gray, come on up here. This is such a long list. I could pass out by the time I get done reading the long list of items. See, you have better eyes and you're a better reader. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, unread and unpreviewed and unscripted, Gray Gunderson with the medium to fast version of all the items you'll find at today's Park Falls Farmers Market.
I have been summoned, and so here I am.
Here he is.
Shiitake, golden oyster, and a few summer white oyster mushrooms in attendance. I think that list has rotated a bit. Green beans, carrots, radishes, kohlrabis, all the rooty things, cabbage, zucchini, garlic, onions, beets, fresh greens, fresh herbs, tomatoes, cucumbers, burpless cucumbers, dill, white, and red potatoes. I don't know that those were on the list to start, so potatoes are in the house. Locally produced honey, syrup, sugar, barrel-aged and otherwise. Eggs, breads, including white and sourdough and other baked goods. Cinnamon rolls, donuts and pastries. And the canned goods, fruit jams, butters, pickles, salsa, jalapeno and beets, grass-fed black Angus beef, freeze-dried foods, dog biscuits, and my favorite, more. There will be a variety of succulents, aloe, angel wing plants in a beautiful wooden box, a variety of flowers, and that's the list, it looks like. I managed to meander my way semi-drunkenly by the sound of it through the whole thing.
This is a good time of the year for all that. The cucumbers are flying off the vines, and the Mother Nature's making its last push to get everything just out there for you to eat. It's just abundant. It's a great day to be at the farmer's market.
Yes, and I've noticed get there early. It's not a bad idea. The earlier the better.
My brother sent me a picture yesterday of all. He didn't have any comment. All it was peaches with milk and a little bit of sugar sprinkled on top, and that was it. So I shot him back a photo of my macaroni and cheese and said organically grown macaroni and cheese. No chemicals added.
Handcrafted, you might say?
Handcrafted right out of the box, baby. That's right. Good day to be at the farmer's market. Always a lot going on there. Thank you, Gray, for the assistance. I appreciate it.
Of course. I'll be gone until you summon me again.
All right. August is Customer Appreciation Month at D&D Tire and Auto Center, celebrating Sadie and Cody's second anniversary with their Customer Appreciation Day lunch, Friday, August 16th. Join them for great food, fantastic prizes from 98Q Country and D&D Tire and Auto Center, and a live broadcast that day from 11 to 1. Say hi to Big G and don't miss out. Visit D&D Tire and Auto Center, Highway 13, Park Falls, Wisconsin, your essential stop for worry-free summer drives.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with 0-second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
All right, let's talk about what's going on with the Y, our Parks and Rec. We got Scott Schultz with us to join us. Let's see, we're going to turn on that microphone there. My studio has been redone again. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joel?
Good. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Been a busy summer, huh?
Very busy summer. We're moving all over the place with the Y right now.
Yeah, yeah. People are seeing the construction, of course, going on with the Y. You got a shovel in the ground over there? You helping out a little bit? Or
there's a lot of shovels in the ground right now. Yeah, lots of shovels in the ground, a lot of concrete getting poured, and really exciting times.
Yeah. How and the progression going good? Going as normal?
Progression's going really well. Surprisingly, knock on wood, you know, with construction, you usually expect a couple of setbacks, and we haven't experienced that so far. Myron's been great to work with. We haven't had a single moment where we've, you know, like, okay, well, we have to delay this or delay that. It's gone very smoothly.
Yeah, and so people are seeing, as they walk by and drive by, they're seeing an extension south of that current City Hall building. So that's kind of an expansion of the quarters for the daycare and stuff like that, right?
So that's actually the wellness center.
Okay,
so that,
all right.
That full piece right there, that's actually where you're going to spend the bulk of your time to work out, whether it be on the treadmills or on the plate-loaded or selectorized machines. That'll be in that area. And so they put the footers in last week, and that's okay. Cured over the last week. And then I believe it's starting on Monday, they're going to pour the concrete floor for the wellness center coming up next week. So that'll go in, that'll cure, and then within the next few weeks, we're going to start seeing that exterior construction moving to the sky. It's going to start going up.
Yeah, and I'm sure the goal is to get all that outside done before Mother Nature forces us to go inside and then do the inside stuff in the winter. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So we want to get the exterior done as much as possible before the snow hits, so that way we don't have to worry about that. So, you know, everything from the wellness center to redoing the parking lot, that'll all happen here in the fall. And then we just signed our contract with Butternut Sign and Graphics to do our exterior signage. So once you have that wellness center building up, you'll start seeing some graphics going up on the building too.
Very nice, very nice. And again, the projected date to get this rolling, what are we looking at again? We talked to you last time about this.
We're looking at April 3rd to conclude the construction, and then right around April 15th or so to open up the Y itself. But we're starting programs for a lot of different group exercise and active older adult and youth programming, all starting, youth programming has already started, but active older adult and group exercise probably in January.
Okay, and that'll be at
and potentially earlier.
Okay, because we're involved with the after-school program already once school gets going. So up until we get this going, we'll be using facilities at the school. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so it's really great for the after-school program is great for parents that want their kids to do sports, but you know they don't like that back and forth. So it's really nice if you say you sign your son up or daughter up for soccer class on Mondays at 4 o'clock. Well, they can go straight from school to after school program, get a snack in their belly, and then go to soccer class all right there without having to go back and forth and driving them from one side of town to the other.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, very nice. All right. We're very excited. Everybody's very curious as we walk by and drive by the Y and all the progression. It's a very exciting time.
It really is. And I think that since we've started construction, it's been really nice to have the community constantly, asking about it, and it's building that excitement. And we're planning a community day coming up, probably September or October, where we can get the community down there, eat some brats, and check out what we're doing for the interior. So put on some hard hats and come for a walk through the building.
Yeah, and I have to say that I know this doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing, but the transfer of the City Hall and the council quarters over to kind of the original City mm-hmm. Hall building, I think is awesome, because the facility they were at was fine, but you can just feel history. I went in there and voted yesterday, and I was just looking around, and you can just feel the history of that building, and it feels like City Hall should be there, doesn't it?
It feels like your community right there around you.
That
former library, now City Hall library, community building, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's Park Falls wrapped around you in that building, and the city and library together. It feels like it was meant to be, because it was.
Yeah, and I haven't been up to that third floor in a while, and I just looked around. I was just like, man, this is a history right up here.
Right?
Imagine some of the old polka dances and all the stuff they used to have up here. Crazy.
It, You know, and I think that you're going to see more of that come back.
Yeah.
In a great way.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you had a busy season on the park and rec side. The swimming pool, I'm sure, will be winding down here. But, boy, what a great boat race and fun stuff. You promised a busier-than-ever summer at the pool, and I think you delivered.
Well, I can't say enough about the staff that are down there. They've done such an incredible job. Those boat races, I mean, you know, I felt a little bit bad for my kids. They tumbled right in. I know my son was going for the most spectacular sink.
That the Titanic Award. Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And the staff just did a great job of really promoting everything. They've been so positive all summer and connected with the community. And it's really showed just in how well they've done and the community wrapping around them. And
yeah.
They've still got a couple weeks left. It's going to be great.
Yeah, so closing date is what is...
I believe it's the 22nd or 23rd.
Right before school.
If I remember correctly, yep.
Sure, all right, good.
We got a couple of youth that are going to be going back to school themselves, so...
Yeah, and good participation in the summer programs. I mean, you offered a lot of different programs for the kids to take advantage of, right?
We did. Summer camp has been rolling very well. We're averaging between 35 and 40 kids a day in summer camp. They've been going to the pool twice a week for every age group, and soccer still has a couple of weeks left. We ended up extending the soccer class because we got hit with a couple of Mondays with rainstorms. But
sure.
Yeah, it's been busy, but in a really fun way.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we want to update the folks on going on with the Y or Parks and Rec?
The main one is fall programming is open right now online. If you go to the Y Facebook page and scan the QR code, it'll take you directly to the registration page for all of our youth programs for the fall. Everything from soccer skills to kickball, outdoor adventures, and then a couple of one-day clinics for soccer and flag football.
All right. So very good.
Check it out.
We're getting those sports rolling here. So if the younger kids are itching to be involved, they're seeing the older kids out there in the football fields and they want to be involved in stuff and aren't, there's a lot of good options, right?
Terrific options.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. All right, Scott, always good to talk to you. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next month.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. We've got more of Reality Radio on the way.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case has for a third time rejected the Trump team's request that he step aside. Trump's lawyers are arguing that Judge Juan Merchan's daughter worked as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and that constitutes a conflict of interest. Merchan says Trump's sentencing will take place next month as scheduled. Inflation now at its lowest year-over-year level in more than 3 years. The latest indication the Fed could be ready to lower interest rates next month. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues and Ukraine's invasion of Russia as well.
Ukraine's shock counter-invasion catching the Kremlin and Putin's army totally off guard. Now they're trying to rush men, munitions into place to try and drive the Ukrainians out. There is some sign of Ukrainian forces starting to dig in while others are trying to advance with fierce firefights reported. A senior Russian military official is now vowing to launch an all-out offensive to drive the Ukrainians out.
That's ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News. Police in California investigating a robbery where crooks stole a $1 million watch in Beverly Hills, finding a new crime connection, a gun with a notorious past. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
Federal prosecutors say two South American nationals have been caught for the robbery as part of the nationwide trend of what's called crime tourism of South American gangs using easy-to-get travel visas to commit robberies and burglaries in the U.S. But in a twist, when police searched the Airbnb the men were staying at, they found a gun that was registered to famed killer LAPD officer Christopher Dorner, who went on a murder spree in 2013 before dying in a fiery standoff. How they got his former gun isn't clear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
That old line about getting to bed early to be healthy, wealthy, and wise might not actually work for the wise part. A new study suggests night owls may actually have better cognitive functions than people who hit the sack early. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media.